Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Sheriff Jerry Dunbar about his retirement. Your term is just about up at the end of this week, essentially. Right. You are done being sheriff. So how does it feel to have retirement so close?
Mixed emotions. Yeah, I'm glad that the time has come. You know, you always wait for that. When you first get started, you don't think about it, but you see other people retiring and you kind of look forward to it, but it will be missed.
What do you feel like was something that you feel really good about that you accomplished in your time as sheriff?
I guess I hadn't thought about that. I would say, relationships with the officers is probably the most important thing. I think I've brought the community, the fire departments and EMS and law enforcement together a little closer than they had been. Some will argue that, of course. But for the most part, I think just trying to cooperate with everybody and work together, it's just so much better to work together than have your own agendas and nothing gets done that way. In fact, you go backwards. So I'd say that's probably, I feel pretty good about that.
In that same vein, if you had to, I guess, pick like a legacy for your time, what would you say you'd like people to remember you by?
Someone that cared for the community, I guess, compassion, a godly man. You're asking me questions I hadn't thought of before.
Is there maybe something that feels, I don't want to say like that you regret, but maybe unfinished or something that you wish maybe had gone better or anything like that?
Part of being sheriff and being that individual sheriff, you always have goals. There are some things that I would have liked seen done that didn't get done. I guess I have hopes with Jared being the new sheriff and Sean as his chief deputy that we'll accomplish some things that I wasn't able to get done. I mean, something's got to be done with communications. I would really like to see them back out at the sheriff's office. That was the initial plan, is when the sheriff's office moved out there to where the jail was, is we were going in steps. And some of the hurdles that came along the way is different people got elected as supervisors. And, you know, you have one plan. Well, 2 years later, it may be changed because of different people coming in. And unfortunately, that was the case. We never got them moved out there. It would be nice. I know the police department is trying to figure out what to do there as well. I guess one of the things I would like to saw is, you know, everybody keep their own office or department, whatever the community wanted, but that we'd come back together in the same building and work closer. And I think that's better for the community, sharing that information. You get better results at a cheaper price for the taxpayers. So that's one of the things I wish I would have got done and didn't get done.
Obviously, you know Jared. He's going to be the new sheriff. How do you feel like he fits the role?
Probably for the last 3 or 4 years, really focused on getting him to know what it would be like in case I'm gone. 3 or 4 years ago, I was planning on running another term. It wasn't until some things fell into place that was unexpected, and I knew I needed to seize the moment if I was going to do it. I mean, a little background about Jared and I. When Sean ran, he was a Sean supporter, not a Jerry supporter. And that's okay. Sean's a great guy. So even though Jared was on the other person's side, we'll say, for lack of better words, was supporting the other person, Jared had the smarts, a very educated person, the common sense. And I asked for 2 things out of him when I asked him to be my chief deputy, and that was loyalty and trustworthiness, to be honest with me. And he gave me that. And those are, I believe, 2 of the most crucial points in being sheriff. So Jared had that. He's ready to take office. He was ready to take office a couple of years ago if something would happen to me. So I was just glad to see him get it.
Did you offer him any advice, or will you?
Yeah, I'll give him some advice that was passed on to me when I took over for Yale. Some good advice. Probably not politically correct or good to say on the radio, but some advice. It's going to be, I think, a very smooth transition. Jared's ready. I'm sure there's some questions in his mind, as there was mine when I took office, but I think he's prepared to take a position. And like I said, him and along with Sean, they're going to do a great job for Washington County.
So what's next for you then?
Next for me is my opportunities that came up with some land, and I had always enjoyed farming. I grew up on the farm. I farmed for the first 3 years when I was in law enforcement, even started my law enforcement career. And the reason I got out of farming was not only just felt called to be in law enforcement, but it was a steady paycheck, and farming wasn't. There was some tough times when I was farming back then. And not that it's much better right now, but I enjoy doing that. So I plan on doing that. Spending more time with my family. Unfortunately, bad on my part, the job seemed to always take precedence over family. Now I'll have the opportunity to mix some of that up. Grandkids coming on, they're great. It is true, you can spoil them, give them sugar, and send them home. So I look forward to that. And just spending more time with family, more time in my church, more commitment there. So there's several opportunities. I've kicked around the idea of getting back into another public service. I've been asked to run for some positions. They're tempting. I just don't know if I'm ready to do that right now.
Maybe in a few years.
Maybe in a few years. We'll see.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
Yeah, just like I said, it's truly a privilege to work for the citizens of this county, community. An excellent community. I couldn't ask for more. I know I've repeated myself in other places, but when I took the job of law enforcement, I was always told it was a thankless job, and that has not been the case here for Washington County.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jerry Dunbar. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.